Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In life, most times we talk about money, making more money. That's all we focus on most times. We talk about making more money, acquiring more money, and we don't talk much about the most important thing. Impacting the life of people. When I got started in business, I'll be very honest. I started business because I wanted to make money. So when I started making money, I was tired. So what else can I do? So when I knew that my superpower is marketing, I changed my philosophy to help him. It became something like transforming people's life. So that is what makes me happy. When you see somebody who has lost everything in life, now you're able to use my difference in marketing to make a difference in their life, it just makes me happy.
How you day? I hope you all are off to a very good start to your day. This episode is about client attraction and his particular specialty. Johnson, our guest, is on getting high ticket offers. How do you transform your mindset into one that attracts people that are willing to pay what your worth is? According to him, selling low ticket offers doesn't get you to where you want to be as a coach. And so we dive into his process and his mindset behind that. Hope you enjoy it. Check it out. I've got another episode coming out in a couple of hours, so check that out as well. Welcome everybody to another episode of As Told by Nomads. And today's episode is with Johnson Emmanuel, another fellow Nigerian, and he's the founder of Clients Attraction International. He helps coaches, consultants, and professional services providers rapidly scale their revenue by creating, packaging high-ticket offers, and building irresistible marketing systems that attract their ideal clients on a consistent and predictable basis. London Graduate School refers to him as one of the most distinguished personalities and nominated him for an honorary award in business administration because of his remarkable achievements in helping business owners succeed using digital marketing. He's regarded as one of the most sought-after business growth and marketing strategists with 100% focus on revenue growth and customer acquisition. So really, really excited to have him come on the show to talk about how all of you can create your high-ticket offers and how you can build your irresistible offers. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Ty. I'm excited.
I'm excited, too. Thank you. Thank you so much. And also, thank you for reaching out. I mean, it's very humbling to hear from you that you listen to the show. So I appreciate you.
Yeah, I do. It's a lovely show.
Thank you. Well, tell us a little bit about your background. Tell us how you got started. What was young Johnson like, and then what led him to where he is today?
Well, young Johnson is just a typical Nigerian story of a guy who wanted to do something amazing. You know, you tried your hands on a lot of stuff, and then you get burned, so you cry. Then you want to give up. At some point, you don't want to give up. I got started, way back in marketing. Many, many years ago. So my interest has always been to really help people specifically grow their revenue because I think that's what makes the biggest impact in any business. But before I became this awesome, I wasn't like this before. So when I was doing marketing, I got into online marketing. So I hired some guys to help me do my marketing. And they all like some coaches to help me, but they couldn't do much for me. And then, they told me all manner of stuff, like start blogging every day, blog 5 times per week, read all, listen to all the podcasts, you know, do all manner of crazy things. And I was doing all of them. They said, look, if I do this, I might just get client. If I do that, I might just get client. And everything was just on that probability. And I did everything they asked me to do. I still wasn't getting the kind of client I wanted to get. So I wasn't making the kind of progress I wanted to get, to make. And that was really, really killing for me. So I kept doing everything for many, many years. And for like 3 years, and then I wasn't getting the kind of result I wanted to get. So eventually, I started asking myself lots of questions. So I listened to this guy called Nick Oswald. You know, I'm not sure if you know him now, the guy who runs Life on Fire. Yeah. So he said to me, so I listened to him and he said, look, if you want to be great in life, stop listening to everybody. Just pick 3 persons at most who are great and awesome at what they do and model your business around them. Boom. I listened to that and I did exactly what he said. And boom, that was when I got my aha moment.
Wow. And so the aha moment, talk to me about that. When was that first client for you? What was that like?
Now, you see, as an African child, you know, starting my business here in Africa, and then, you know, doing everything in Africa. And then in 2008, my then mentor, who I'm not sure, I'm sure you may know him. His name is Dr. Sonny Ojekbese. So he was my mentor at the time. So in 2008, I told him I was going to go international. I wanted to go to global market, you know, to help clients, you know, basically there. So he was telling me, look, it was going to be difficult. The typical African child, like, was, this is going to be hard because, one, your accent was bad at the time. This wasn't going to work. So, and that was a challenge to me. So when I got into the international space, you know, getting the first client was pretty hard. Honestly, it was hard, it was difficult. I tried for like 18 months. I couldn't get one client. So doing that, doing all the trial and error and all those kind of things. So one day, I just told the lady, you know, on the Facebook group, I said, look, I was going to help you do your marketing for free. Like, don't pay me until you see results. She'd be like, okay, fine, let's try it. So when we did, she saw results. And then she'd be like, wow, this is crazy. So let's do it. So, and then I couldn't even receive the payment. She had to send money to me through Western Union Money Transfer because I couldn't even receive payment. Right. So I went to the bank, got my payment. And when I wanted to feel the money, when I felt it, I'm like, wow, this is crazy. And that was my aha moment. It was crazy for me.
So, you know, this is so interesting for me. So you said Western Union Money Transfer. A lot of people that are international would know what that is. But so were you in Nigeria at the time?
Yes, I was.
Where do you live right now?
No, I shuttle Nigeria, that's Lagos, mm-hmm. New York, and sometimes in the UK.
Wow, so Nigeria, Lagos, and UK. So can you, the reason I was asking that question is because a lot of times the listeners here identify with several cultures. That's, you know, that's the reason why I initially started the podcast. Can you talk to me about what it was like to really brand yourself as an international coach? Because I'm just thinking maybe it was a little different. Should you get a Nigerian client as it is to get a British client, as it is to get an American client? Or was it the same?
Yeah, I think it's basically the same. It's not difficult getting all those clients. It's easy getting them. Just if you can provide value to people, mm-hmm. they're going to give you money. If you can provide value, they won't give you money. If you can give them value, nobody cares where you're from. In fact, they don't even, where you're from, whether your tribe, your race, whatever, it doesn't matter. So long you can help somebody, so long you can give them result. So then you can move them from point A to point B in their life. They don't care about anything at all.
So then, that's a good point. That's a good point. So then talk to me about the providing value then. Since you're, because this is going to make people excited. Because people are going to
Now, the way you provide value, for me, I like demonstrating it. Most people will tell you they would do something, they would charge you up front. But because I was just coming back from a third world country, my decision then was, look, let me give value. Let me help you get the kind of thing you want to get. Let me get you, get you to the result you want to get in advance. You know, Frank Ken will always call it result in advance strategy. So I decided to get them result in advance. And that was what changed the game for me, basically.
Okay. All right. And then, so now what you do is you help coaches, consultants, professional service provide rapidly scale revenue.
Yes, that's what I do. So basically, right, what I do right now is to help guys, you know, grow or build a high ticket offer, like a high ticket stuff. Like, I believe that everybody should be charging high ticket fee, and that's what I do. So I help you develop high ticket program, high ticket item, high ticket service, high ticket coaching program, whatever, high ticket event, mastermind, anything high ticket, That's what I do. That is my own area of specialization. I don't just help you do that. I help you develop the system to help you get the marketing working.
Yeah, look, so this is so fascinating for me. So when you say high ticket offer, right? So basically you're saying something that's worth how much? Based from what range to what range? What's a high ticket offer in your definition?
And a high ticket offer is any stuff that is from two grand and above. Anything from $2,000 and above is high ticket stuff.
Okay.
So and I believe that from $2,000 to $100,000, anything like that is high ticket. So and I believe that the quickest way you can grow in a business is by charging high ticket fee. I mean, it's by helping people at the deepest level, like the deepest level, to transform their lives and then charging them high fee. I think that's the best anybody can do and to grow in the business quickly.
Gotcha. And what do you think is the biggest problem with a lot of, you know, coaches and consultants today? Do you think that they just undersell their products or is there something else?
I think a lot of problems. First and foremost, they have a lot of marketing problems. They don't even know how to do marketing the right way. That's even a big, big problem. Another thing is they have a mindset issue. Like, how can I begin? I mean, so I meet a lot of coaches and consultants and service providers, and I tell them, look, currently you're charging $299. Can we move you from $299 to at least $2,000? They'll be like, no, Johnson. I mean, at $299, I'm not getting client. I mean, moving me from to $2,000 is going to be tough for me. So I tell them, look, we can do it. And I hold them and they will move it up. So I think the major problem they have is the mindset. And I tell them this, and I tell everybody who's listening this. If you think what you are selling is good, can help somebody move from point A to point B, then you deserve to charge high ticket fee. And then, I mean, you know, not just charging high fee alone, you also must make sure that whatever thing you're selling, it's able to add value to the society. Don't just sell for selling's sake. Add value to the marketplace. It's extremely important. No matter what you do, add value to the marketplace. You know, and if you can add value to people, then you should charge high fee.
It's all about adding value. And you're right with that mindset thing. I've even been victim of that where I felt like if I raised my price, I would lose clients. But you're saying you need to be able to think big picture and understand that
true.
What you're doing is helping them do much more than even what your price is.
Truth is this. I mean, how many times have you bought stuff for $97 and used it? Most time when we buy stuff for $97, we don't use it. That's the truth. But when you buy something for $2,000 or $10,000, you are most likely going to use it. And to me, I believe that if I charge a high fee and then you get the result you want, it's going to be better for you and it's also better for my business as well. But than just selling stuff for $97 and never caring about your result. When you pay a high fee, when you charge your client high fee, they're able to get the result they want and they'll be grateful to you that you were able to give them the result they want, which is far, far better. And that's what's going to skyrocket your business quickly.
Absolutely. So then, okay, so one of the things, so you got the mindset. In your particular, I want to focus this on you. When did you get, what did you have to do in your head to switch to actually charging people high ticket offers? Because I imagine you went to the
station. Okay, incidentally, Tayo, I've always been a guy who's always believed in high fee, like right from time. Back in Africa, I remember when I started my first web design company years ago in the early 2000s. So while others were charging low fee, I was doing high fee at the time. I was charging like 100 times, 200 times more than what other guys were charging. So I've always had this mindset. Like, I believe that if I can charge high fee, if you can get high results that will transform your life, then you deserve to pay me high fee. You know,
yeah.
Okay. That's what I believe. And it has always been there with me personally. But, you know, with most people that I've met, client, I discovered that they have issue with having that mindset. So there's got to be a big mindset shift for them. And I tell you this, if you believe that what you're going to sell is good to the society, you should charge high fee. Not just that. You know, if the information is worthless, transformation is priceless. If you can give people transformation they want, they will pay you any amount of money you can. That's just my belief.
No, 100%. Okay, so then let's talk about systems. Because obviously it's one thing to have the mindset. It's one thing to have the high ticket offer. But then there's another thing that you can do to create this marketing systems, this funnels, all these things that can attract the clients that you want. So what can you say about that?
Well, this is the part I love so much. billing system, I believe that, you know, you are charging high fee. Now, I'm assuming that you've agreed to charge high fee. You need to have system to attract clients. You don't want to chase clients. You don't want to run after clients. The worst thing that you want to do is to run after clients. Like, just imagine a medical doctor who comes to a community and he's screaming, I'm a doctor. Bring your patient and bring everybody to me. I mean, you're not going to trust a doctor with your life, are you? You know, so you want to build a system that will make clients come to you and not you running after them. In fact, I have a philosophy. My philosophy is this. Never, ever run after clients. Instead, build a system that will make them run after you. That's what I believe. So build a marketing system that will attract them, make them come knock at your door, and make them buy from you. I mean, beg to give you money. That's what I do.
Well, then, tell us about the system.
Now, there are a lot of systems. Over the years, we first got started with one system. Over the years, I've developed a lot of systems. I have like 6-7 systems that I use to attract high-ticket clients right now. Like, they are just amazing, you know, stuff. Like, for instance, one of the systems now I use, let me just talk about one of the systems. Like, people don't know if you can provide value in advance.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You, for instance, if I meet you, Tayo, if I want to keep price resistance now, and I come to you, look, I want to sell this stuff to you, all you just have to do is just go use it. Get the result you want to get. If you don't get a result, don't pay. Return it back to me, I'll pay the shipping cost. Or if you get a result, then you pay me. I'm sure you're likely going to say yes to me, right?
Right, right.
Good. Also, the same way you're selling high-ticket stuff, the same thing is what you do. You try to provide them value before you even talk about the money. Now, I know most people don't like that. Like, what if this happens? What if that happens? But that's the best way to get it. Now, one of the ways I get high-ticket clients is this. For instance, I organize a free life event. Like, free life event. So when I organize free life event, either in New York, California, wherever, I just organize this free event. People come to this free event. When they come, the next thing I do to them is I give them so much value and I upsell my stuff to them. That's one way I get high ticket stuff, right? And you know, it's working very, very well. In fact, just last week, Thursday and Friday, I mean, we're having this interview on a Monday now, but on Thursday and Friday, I was with some mastermind client who paid high fee, and I got them what, you know, organizing a free event. They came into that free event. Actually, they just paid about $20 to come into the event. And then the $20 was actually used to buy them food and all those stuff like that. So it looked like a free event totally. So when they came, they got massive value. And then from the value they got, I was able to sell them my high-ticket stuff. And I converted 35% of the room. And then they became clients. That's just one way you do it. Another way you do it is this. First, you can run Facebook ads, Twitter, whatever kind of ads you want to run, right? You can run it to a page where you create value to people, where you collect their email address and a phone number. You get a massive value. Then you move them up to another place where they can book a strategy section with you. And then they can also from there, you know, you get on the phone with them. You can then close them. Now, there are a lot of psychological work that happens here. A lot of psychological work. There are a lot of things that make this happen. For instance, if your offer, when I say your offer, what you are selling is not irresistible, mm-hmm. they are not going to buy from you. Like, it doesn't matter whatever mechanism you use, they are not going to buy from you. So you must be able to make whatever thing you are selling irresistible, like irresistible. And that's one thing we work our client through. We help them, you know, to be able to work, to develop the mindset, to help them develop the program, not just the mindset. We develop the mindset for them. We help them develop the program of be irresistible. And when that is done, because most times when people want clients, the first thing they do is they run to Facebook, they begin to run ads, to run adverts to a landing page or whatever thing. That's what most people do. We do the opposite of that. The first thing we do is, first of all, make sure your offer is irresistible. That's where we start from. So we make sure your offer is irresistible. Once your offer is irresistible, we can then send traffic to your pages where you can also convert people easily. It's very, very effective. It's one of the most effective things that, you know, that I've done and that we do for our client, and they're getting amazing, amazing, life-changing results.
No, that's interesting. So you really focus on that irresistible part. I mean, you talked about what makes it irresistible. What do you have to put on the page to be like considered irresistible?
Okay, fine. Your offer, what you are offering, what you are selling, has got to be able, the client should, because now you're selling stuff for $2,000, right? So you want somebody to see that what they are paying is worth it. And you want them to see themselves or to see themselves in the result, in the future that you want them to be present in. That's very important. So you want them to see themselves already in the future, not in the present. Like that, presently their life is miserable. Presently they are in hell. Are you getting it?
Yeah.
So presently they are in hell. Your program, your service, whatever thing you sell, is heaven to them. So you want your offer to be so believable, to be so irresistible that they will just see whatever thing you're selling and believe indeed what you are selling is actually the ticket to get them out of here into heaven, which is what you do.
Get exactly. That? It's about getting them from the current situation to the desired destination. And so
yes, desired destination.
Yeah. No, that's good. And this is something you touched on. I did some research on you, and you've said this before. You said there's a difference between selling information and selling transformation. This is very similar to what you just talked about. A lot of people, a lot of coaches only focus on that information. But when you sell the transformation, the current situation to the desired destination, that's really what...
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah. I totally agree. Most people sell information. And honestly, information is worthless. It's worthless. In fact, I believe that my client should get a result. Like, I believe so much in the result of my client for several reasons. For my own selfish reasons, right? For my own selfish reason. One, because if my clients get a result, if you get a result, you're going to spend more money in my business. That's right. What I believe.
Right.
So if I'm able to get the result you want, you're going to stay longer with me, spend more money in my business. So that's why I say it's for my own selfish reason. So when you work with us, you must get a result. Like, it's a must you must get a result. Because it is good for our business. We want you to spend more money in our business. So if I help you to make $100,000, spending another $10,000 in my business will not be a problem to you. True? So that's why I say this for my own selfish reason. Another thing is this. I love bragging about our client's resolve. I love bragging about it. So that's why we are so focused on your resolve. Because if you get those results, then we're going to brag about it to the high heaven. So it's very important to me that you get the result. Another thing again is if you get a result, you're going to be confident of yourself, and Johnson Emmanuel is going to be the good guy in the room. So I love all those kind of things. So that's why your result.
So it's basically win-win is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's a win-win. Yeah, like a win-win situation. Like you win, I win. The customer you're serving also win. So it's a win-win situation for everybody.
Okay, nice.
I really don't encourage $97 stuff. You know, $97 stuff. I don't encourage that because I believe it's just information, right? But when you work with a client with a deeper level, you're able to give them, you know, that kind of transformation that will move them from where they are to where they actually should be. And that's what I'm very, very focused on. And that's why I think everybody, coach, consultant, and service provider should also focus on as well.
Now, what do you think about, I mean, obviously having the high ticket offers as well as having, you know, those membership sites? You know, there are, you know, they're multi-levels where you have the different ways to work with someone. Do you support that?
I don't have any problem with membership sites. I run membership site as well, but it's high ticket, so we don't have too many people, because most membership site, when they charge 97 $30,000, $30, you know, nothing happens there. Like, it's just assembly of people who come to get information and they go and all those kind of things. But when, okay, for instance, Frank Ken charges about $397 for its own membership program. That's over $2,000 in a year, right? But you get the kind of result you get. So that's what I like. Like, you charge your clients more, you work with a fewer people. Like, so if I make it, if I charge $30, for instance, I'm going to have probably 10,000 people to work with. And you and I know that I cannot give them the best of me, right? But if I move that to $497 for a membership site per month, I'll have fewer people, maybe 100, maybe something like that, right?
But I'll
be able to give those people the kind of result that they need. Like, so I'll be able to pay attention and they will get the best of me. So that's one thing. So if you do membership site the old way, I don't support it. But if you do it the right way, the correct way, the way I think you do it, I think you, I will support it 100%. And I think that's what the market is beginning to realize now.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, and it, for you, you've been consistent with this. It comes down to, you know, having at least $2,000 total. So even if it's a membership for the 12 months, you know, if it's, you know, 300 to 400 or something, that's going to be more than $2,000 total. So you're still...
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, you're still charging high ticket at the end of the day.
You're still charging high ticket at the end of the day. All right. All right. So where can people find out more about your you know, your servicing website and stuff?
Well, like the best place to find me is at clientsattraction.com. The client has an X. Clients, like in plural, clientsattraction.com. That's the best place to find me. Clientattraction.com. I'm always there.
I'm surprised you got that domain name. I'm surprised you got that domain name. I mean, that sounds like something someone wants.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. Like, I did a lot of research before I got it. Like, it was crazy. I just, like, I was lucky, actually.
Before we close, I want to ask you a question. So, obviously, I'm always curious about... how international entrepreneurs, you know, embrace their identity in different parts of the world. You know, I personally grew up in different parts of the world, and I always find a way to preserve my identity and even figure ways to adapt. But I'm always curious, when you started traveling and you started becoming, you know, the international known businessman, what was the difficult part for you and what was the easy part for you about just, you know, being a Nigerian and all that kind of stuff?
As a Nigerian, first, like, you know, when you get there, like, people look at you like this, like one kind of look. Mom, what's this? You know, this kind of funny look of people. Initially, that was one of the challenges I faced. Like, looking like someone who was different from people, you know, that kind of thing. And that was one of the challenges. And again, there was some cultural shock. You know, like when you go, you see the culture of people that is totally different from what you believe in. You know, that was some of the, you know, stuff I really faced. But then when you move away, because I used to be a very, very religious guy. So I kind of came on with that kind of background. Like, everybody should be like me. Like, everybody should believe what I believe. Like, if you don't believe what I believe, I just don't believe you are doing the correct thing. That was some of the difficult things. But I had to change my mindset. Like, no, let's talk about humanity and talk less of religion. I don't have issues with him.
No, that's so interesting. So, because it sounds to me like you realized that your way doesn't have to be the only way, and you understood that there are multiple
different... Exactly. So, like, it wasn't easy, you know. You know, religion is very powerful, you know. It's very powerful. You know, it wasn't easy, but I had to, you know, get that off myself so that I can just see people and respect them for what they believe in, and why they also respect for what I believe in as well.
See,
and so just fine with that.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, cultural competency. Understand that different cultures, you know, is just as valid. It's very important. I think part of the problem with the world today is we like to impose our views on others without understanding the other side.
Exactly. That's just the truth. So when I started doing that, I mean, it was boom. Anywhere I go, anywhere at all. Even at the time I went to some English-speaking country, when I saw their culture, what I tried to do was to learn their culture, learn their way of life. Not necessarily imposing my own way of life on them. Just like learn their culture and enjoy their culture with them.
Okay. All right. This is good. I like that. So as we close here, Johnson, I always like to end with this. My mission statement is use your difference to make a difference, right? So that's the reason I do anything. My company, my podcast, my consulting, all that. So I'm curious. How do you, Johnson, use your difference to make a difference?
Oh, God. That's a like $10 billion question.
It is a $10 billion question.
Like, you see, this is a very important question. You see, in life, most times we talk about money, making more money. That's all we focus on most times. We talk about making more money, acquiring more money. And we don't talk much about the most important thing, impacting the life of people. When I got started in business, I'll be very honest. I started business because I wanted to make money. So when I started making money, I was tired. Like, so what else can I do? What else can I do? So when I knew that my superpower is marketing, I started using, I changed my philosophy to help him. It became something like transforming people's life. So that is what makes me happy. Like when you see somebody who has lost everything in life, now you're able to use my difference in marketing to make a difference in their life. It just makes me happy. I remember the lady, a particular lady who stays in California, just lost her husband and everything was off for her. Like her life was just, I just ended. I was able to transform her life, you know, by developing a program for her and selling to people and her life changed. That's what makes me happy.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Johnson. That's a beautiful, beautiful way to end the podcast. I really appreciate you.
I'm excited. Thank you for having me on the program. I am so, so, so great.
Hey, you know, it's always good when you meet a fellow Nigerian and he's doing great things. So I'm glad that, you know, I'm glad that you're doing well. I'm glad that you're helping people tell their stories. And I'm glad that you're helping people break out of that mindset, that poverty mindset, and understand.
And you're also doing amazing stuff, Tayo. You are doing great stuff. I mean, I'm so glad that the fellow Nigerians all over the world, like a green flag everywhere. Your right. Blood is blue, no matter where you are in the world. Hey. Blood is blue. It's green, rather.
Green, so, white, so, green.
Green, white, green. That's what it is. I mean, no matter what it is, home is home.
Yes, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, thank you, brother. I'll definitely let you know when this comes out. And yeah, keep doing you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so excited. Thank you so much for having me.
Pleasure's
thank
mine.
You so much.
Pleasure's mine. Till next time, ladies and gentlemen, use your difference to make a difference.
You've just been listening to the As Told by Nomads podcast. For more ways to reach out to Tayo and to use your difference to make a difference, head over to www.tayoroxon.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.